The 1922 photograph by Manuel Gómez Miralles stands out in this room. In the 19th century, the great liberal project of the ruling elites was to build a railroad to the Atlantic Ocean in order to have a more direct connection with Europe. To this end, negotiations were held with the American businessman Minor Key, who was given thousands of hectares and control of the railroad. Parallel to this construction, a large banana plantation was developed, making the coffee banana binomial the main export product at the beginning of the 20th century. The Banana Company was established at the end of the 19th century in the Costa Rican Caribbean. But for political, agricultural, and economic reasons, it moved from there to the South Pacific in the 1930s, where it remained the dominant activity until the 1980s. Building the Atlantic Railroad and developing the banana plantation brought a large contingent of workers from abroad. The end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century were a period of migrations that were an enrichment to the cultural diversity of Costa Rica. In addition to the workers who came to the Caribbean, the development of the cities and economy in the Central Valley attracted English, American, German, Italian, and French immigrants who became coffee growers and traders. The main demographic group that migrated to Costa Rica were Jamaicans, who came with various traditions influenced by historic Protestantism, mostly Anglican and Baptist.